5. Nikki, you can go get my date if you want to.
And we're going to talk to her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not going to say one word?
I didn't say I wouldn't say one word, but I'm going to leave the heavy lifting of the conversation to
you. Do
we
have to be nice?
No.
Okay.
No, you're not going to spend
it's
the whole
like
night.
It's like an interrogation. Like, should like Kevin and I be good cop, bad cop?
For sure.
Yeah, let's do it.
Right,
let's do bad cop, worst cop.
That's a lot more fun.
That's even better. Hey, it's Drew Garabo Live. Who's this?
Dave.
What's up, Dave?
I heard you guys talking about the password thing, and I was letting you know I work in an IT security, man, and no matter how much we push users to not use something that ties to them, you know, kids, pets, birthdays, whatever, they always use the simplest, stupidest passwords, man, and that's what keeps me in the work.
Well, I guess that's a good thing for you for job security, but yeah, people do use some dumb, dumb passwords. Hey, it's Drew Garabo Live. Who's this?
Hey, it's Luke.
Hi, Luke.
I wanted to comment on the whole Twitter accounts being hacked.
Go ahead.
What SPK was saying about the Wi-Fi passwords being weak for your router.
Yeah.
You want to have that the most secure password you could actually have, because if they could get into your router, they could see everything you're going to be doing.
Oh, boy.
I got to do some change.
Oh, man. Well, thank you very much. That's good looking out.
All right.
Appreciate that. 727-579-1025. Yeah, the password for your Wi-Fi, like when Brighthouse gives it to you, it's like lowercase b 943, you know.
Oh, yeah. You always have to write it down.
And if you lose it, you are screwed.
Hey, can I ask you a question before your date comes in here? What's your name again?
Polly.
Polly?
P-O-L-L-Y.
Did you bring any rubbers?
No, dude. I'm not going to bang her.
You said you would, though. You said if they paid over $500, you would feel like you have to bang them.
$1,000, I said I would have to bang them.
Oh, your price went up now.
$500, I said I would consider banging them.
You got to give her a money's worth.
I'm not going to have sex with anybody.
You going to give her a hug when she comes here?
No.
Whoa, easy.
She paid for my punk company, not for my hug.
Why are you so defiant?
All right. Do you think I should?
Do you know what she looks like yet?
No. I mean, not by Facebook.
He does, yeah. He knows.
Oh, but okay.
Yeah, he showed me all her Facebook pictures.
I didn't show you all of her Facebook pictures.
You showed me one. That was all I needed to see.
Wonder if she's going to have a...
There she is. That's my date. There she is.
He's not even looking at her right now.
No, sorry. Look at you. Come on in. Hoot and holler.
Yeah, do some more screaming.
Absolutely.
Hello. How you doing?
How are you?
That'll be $50.
So this is where it's at, huh?
This is where the date is happening right here.
Oh, he's not.
Am I close enough?
He doesn't want to talk to you right
now. No, that's not true. Yeah, that is true. Sorry.
We're going to interview you about the date tonight because he doesn't want to blow all the conversation.
Well, I know he's going to diss me, so.
Why do you know that?
I listen.
He's not going to diss you.
I thought you were leaving early.
Oh, that's not dissing you.
Chalta said we were in it to win it.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah. Huh. Nobody has a curfew. We're.
Well, I don't know if you can speak for everyone.
Yeah. So, Polly, do you have a weenie?
A weenie?
A wiener.
No,
all
sir.
Right. That's all you need to know.
No, I'm all girl.
She's good to go.
I'm all girl.
All right. Well,
Drew, I brought you a present.
What is it?
Here. You got to open it.
Well, that's what one normally does with presents.
You smell lovely, by the way.
Oh, wow. Right. It's heavy.
Nikki, bring that on over here.
I bet that's some giggle juice.
I can't believe it.
Start drinking it now.
It's
we got
really
a limousine
heavy.
Coming.
Wow.
Thank you, Nikki.
I hope it's what you like, but we'll see.
Oh, he likes it all.
Can I sit?
Yeah, sit down.
Oh,
have a seat.
Oh, it's Yingling. Yingling summer wheat. Oh, that's awesome. And they're cold, too. Awesome. Oh, what's this then? A Diet Coke? Is that your Diet Coke?
Oh, that's all me. I'm already pre-gaming.
Okay. All right.
I hope everybody can keep up with me.
Uh-oh. What type of a drunk are you?
Fun. You're
happy, fun?
Happy, fun. Let's have a good time.
Go. What made you just... Oh, no. Ask her what made her decide to spend $600 on a date with me.
Hey, what made you decide to spend $600 on a fast-talking city boy like Drew Garabo?
Thank you, sir.
Right? Well, you know, I went in with, I think, $550, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, he was just giving me the sob story about, well, I'm the last one on the totem pole and poor me. So I figured I'd just up it. Not. I saw the video of the kids last Saturday.
Yeah.
So I bumped it up.
That's awesome.
That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, I love Drew. Listened to him for a long time.
Me too.
And he's awesome.
What do you think about Drew planning on bailing early tonight?
I did not say I'm planning on, possibly
even before Journey takes the stage.
That is not true. I will definitely stick around.
Which that's when all the memories are made.
When Journey's on stage?
Oh, yeah.
I will be there until at least Journey goes on stage. At least.
I would hope so.
Probably in the encore, too.
You know, he is an outstanding father, and I get it. But you know what? I love them, and I'm still going to have a good time no matter what.
There you go. So, that's the spirit. Why should I even go now? She's going to have a great time no matter what.
Do you feel like he maybe kind of will always use his son as an excuse to get out of things, even if maybe his son might be asleep tonight or have other things going on, and he just wants to leave early because he doesn't want to be a part of the shenanigans any longer?
Oh, my God. That's so untrue.
Well, you know, everybody has an ace in their pocket, right? So, I mean, I would think, if it were me, that, you know, take care of the son. He's good. He's safe. Mm. You know, after the concert, text the girlfriend. Let's keep this party going.
Keep it going, Garabo.
Yeah,
keep
man.
It going.
I said, hopefully you can keep up.
Mm. Now, he did. He's had one sip of that Yingling so far.
Man,
so
I'm
he's.
Trash.
Do you like the summer wheat?
Oh, I love it. It's a... I would go so far as to say that Yingling Summer Wheat is actually the perfect beer for any summer activity, whether it's a first date or you get done mowing the lawn, you're sitting out by the pool. It is a crisp beer for summertime from America's oldest brewery, Yingling Summer Wheat. You can grab one at the Reef in Clearwater Beach, at the Brown Boxer in Clearwater Beach. It is reminiscent of I taste a slight vanilla esters in there. And man, it was Yingling Summer Wheat, one fantastic traditional Weizen-style beer. I also enjoy the Yingling Light, a 99-calorie lager that is quite delicious as well. But you can find Yingling Summer Wheat in your stores right now, a traditional German-style Weizen beer, the perfect beer to welcome in summer to unwind before, during, or after a first date. Yingling Summer Wheat, found in stores everywhere.
That came from the 863, by the way.
Thank you. It tastes like an 863 Yingling.
Now, Paulie, are you only drinking tonight, or perhaps did you bring some mushrooms, acid, ecstasy, cat tranquilizers, all the drugs that Drew Garabo did when he was a young man?
Great question.
That is a very great question. I can't confirm or deny that, but we're still going to have a good time.
Okay.
How long of a time, Drew?
About 8 inches.
By the way, my roommate wants the dolls.
Oh, she wants to they're busy right
well,
now.
Well, he's but, a oh. guy roommate, but he said, hey, if you want to, you know, throw it out there.
What is he going to do with the dolls?
I don't know. I don't ask.
Is the guy roommate jealous of your date tonight with Drew Garabo?
You know, I live with a rock star and a golf pro, so, I mean.
Well, tonight you're going out with a rock star and a golf pro.
Absolutely. Woo!
Now, is the limo meeting you guys at the radio station?
Yeah, that's okay. The only reason I'm having a beer.
Okay, yeah, you deserve it. Are you nervous about the date?
No, dude.
You seem nervous.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you have to give her $600 worth?
Of what?
It's because he's got to put out.
I mean, it's all for the kids, Drew. You should feel like you should really want to show her a good time.
I do.
A, because she's a listener.
Yeah, thank you.
She loves you for some reason.
I know, right?
And she helped out the Apple a Day Foundation.
Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much for all three of those, too. That's wonderful of you, and we are going to have one heck of a time tonight.
Paulie, are you okay with the shirt of choice that Drew has for tonight?
I don't think we've ever made eye contact yet.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I tried to put on a nicer shirt. Some lady in the elevator liked it.
Hey, Paulie, did you buy a new outfit for tonight? Because the first thing you said to me was, do I look okay?
I, you know, this is recently new, so
I like it.
Thank you.
No problem.
Me too. You look nice.
Looks Thank beautiful. You. I was going to tell you that later, but now I'll tell you.
Thank you.
Just pipe down, Garabo.
Sorry.
Do you like the cleavage?
Me? You just told me to pipe down.
No, I need you to pipe up.
Yeah, she's got good boobs.
I do.
So wasted, bro.
What do we have to do to see those tonight?
What?
What? I'm great on a first date.
Man, you really rush things just a little bit.
He could make it to second base, but, you know, you never know.
What is second base?
Yeah, what is second base these days?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm a little old school.
Okay.
I think we're still kind of in the same age bracket.
Probably.
Well, I thought first was just kissing.
That's okay. What I thought.
Right? Second is the little booby feel.
I don't
Yeah.
Third is a little down south.
Whoa.
Oh.
And if we're going to hit it out of the park,
okay,
we're going to do a home run.
I like fifth base.
Did you bring the rubbers, or do you want Drew to supply?
You know, I didn't want anybody else to hear about this, but I brought something for all the dates. I made journey packs.
Journey packs?
Oh, yeah.
What's a journey pack?
Should we open one?
Yeah, I think you should. Open up a journey pack.
I have one especially for you.
See what's in the journey pack.
Hold on.
She's got gifts.
Journey pack.
Wow, this is a great date.
She's playing this out.
It's crazy.
Oh, I did. Okay, this one's for... This one's for you.
All right. Journey pack.
And there's meaning behind each tchotchke.
Tchotchkes. All right. Let's open this up here.
You got Drew's date for the Journey concert.
These are Journey packs.
Thank you.
Hence the compass in the red bag for Apple a Day.
Oh, man.
All right. There's a little Homer figurine.
Oh, yeah, because you have the Simpsons.
I do.
Tattoo.
Put that on your dashboard. Yeah.
Simpsons tattoo. Pistachio kernels roasted.
Well, because I figured at the least.
Get in here, Mike.
At the least, everybody.
We're doing the journey packs right now, Mike.
End up.
Did you bring a journey pack for Mike?
Everybody's going to end up with a nut.
Oh, a nut. I see.
Oh, my God. It's Mike Helta.
I know. Look at that.
Hey.
Oh, 99 bananas, banana liqueur.
Oh, we're getting it on.
Like, maybe Mike should interview your date tonight since you're so timid.
I would like for you to do that, Mike.
Yeah, this is Miss. She's giving out journey packs.
I made journey packs.
Fireball?
And, Mike, I'm not sure if you've heard,
but.
Mike.
Well, you know, it's a
rape whistle.
It's
good.
A skin whistle.
It's a broken rape whistle.
It's a whistle.
What if I'm getting raped?
Mike, I'm not sure if you heard, but Drew's planning on leaving before Journey takes the stage tonight.
That's not true.
Okay,
Mike, that's not true.
I didn't leave before all the iPads were handed out. Just wanted to say.
He is right.
What else did you get?
Beads?
There's meaning behind each thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's double mint gum.
Okay, well, everybody needs fresh breath,
that's
right?
That's some meaning.
Ironically, for my date,
I
just
brought
my
wiener. Oh, that's a pearl
necklace. You brought a
wiener.
All right.
That's a pearl necklace.
Oh, a pearl necklace.
Yep. Okay.
I got one of those, too.
What's the meaning behind that one? An energy shot times two.
Oh, you've got to keep it going.
Gotta keep it going.
Fireball whiskey.
Well, you know, for fun.
Okay. And 99 bananas liqueur.
Keep going. Yep.
What's the meaning behind that?
Well, let's get crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's it. All right. Well, cool. Yes.
I have something else for the other people. But
do you have anything for Mike?
I sure do.
I get gifts?
Yeah, whip it out.
This is for you and your date. Every date gets a bag.
All right. Hence, should I open it now or do I wait
the
Christmas?
Open it.
Apple a day, journey compass.
Nikki delivers things. I don't even have to get up. This is wonderful. Should I tear into it?
I'm
afraid.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to share.
Do it.
All right.
By the way, if you're just joining us, we're going on our date for the Apple a Day date thing we did last week, the Bachelor Auction. Mike Kalt is in the studio with us, so is Paulie, my date.
Can I tell you about I was leaving the house and my wife said, okay, have fun on your date.
Yeah.
I said, I just want you to know, last time I did this, I ended up sleeping with the girl. And she goes, see ya. All right. So I got a...
It
was before I was married, by the way. I should probably point that out.
Oh, here we go.
There's Calvin.
Oh, man. Fireball.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, everybody pretty much has.
Hey, Calvin.
99 bananas.
I got that too. Now toast. Banana liqueur.
Now we got 100 bananas.
Let's touch bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Your whistle?
Oh, my rape whistle.
Yeah.
Mine screams, come rape me. Well, I shouldn't joke about that. Nuts.
Right, because everybody's going to get one at
yes,
the end of the night.
Sure. Two.
Whoa.
Your pearl necklace.
Somebody sounds like a party.
Sadly, I don't think this would fit over my head, but we'll get it on somehow. We're getting on double mint gum for makeout sessions.
Yeah.
Oh, and Superman expansive towels.
Well, I figured if any of us women were a little disappointed, you know, we can add it to water and it'll get big.
Or if you're really excited.
Or you could use it for cleanup.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm hanging out with this.
Yeah.
You'll have
to. I did tell them. I hope they can keep up.
Let's play a game.
All right.
Let's see if you get so excited you can make this expand. That'd be a fun game to play.
All right. Hey, what's up, Ooh. Galvin? How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good. Nice to see you.
I was hanging out in Bone TV. Nobody's in there?
No, I guess not.
I could have just pushed buttons, huh?
You should have.
Yeah.
Can you go switch it on me?
Yeah.
Put the camera on Mike.
Really? Why'd they leave early? We've got the whole Mike Helta show.
You know, why would they work past Friday at 5 o'clock?
I think I know why they left early, because there's Bone TV, then there's a picture of Mike Allstott, and then on the other screen is Bailey J.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bucks taking care of business.
Oh, man. Yeah, speaking of Bucks, how's that going?
Oh, yeah. My buddy Austin Safarian Jenkins called earlier and apologized.
He did?
No.
Oh. the one day I didn't get to listen to today.
No, he certainly did not.
And he learned the entire playbook all on that
day,
too.
Yeah, he's on fire. No, I don't know. We haven't heard anything from him. He hasn't tweeted today or anything. Still got me blocked.
I can't believe we're planning on bailing early tonight. We can have so much fun with Mike and Galvin and everybody.
We never get to go out anymore. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah. Why are you bailing early?
I'm not bailing early. He's starting rumors.
Well, I mean, you said you were going to leave before Journey.
I did not say that.
We're not going there before Journey.
Oh.
Right?
What?
We're not
going to
where?
Dinner.
Yeah. And then we're going to go there as Journey's taking the stage.
Yeah, we'll be there like for
maybe.
Journey.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Doom, doom,
I threw
doom,
in Hard
doom,
Rock
doom,
afterwards.
The way this lady thinks.
Right? Me too.
She brought her own moist towelettes and she wants to gamble.
What a gal.
Can I point out the entire Mike Helta show is going minus Spanish plus Drew. So much better. Right?
Thank you. That's an upgrade.
So much better.
Such an upgrade. Can we take a moment so we can stay, get out of here on time so I don't get in trouble?
Every time I come, you want to go to break.
No, we want you guys.
No,
we want you on the other side of the break. Plus, I have to go going number two. So
number two.
Yes, I know.
You don't say that in front of your date.
I'm sorry. I'll clean very carefully.
I like your shirt.
Thank you. I got it just for this date.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
You are filled with lies.
I know. But
you don't wonder why you and Austin, too many last names Jenkins, get along so well. You're both filled with lies.
I know. But right now, I'm filled with chicken noodle casserole from lunch. So
I'm going to follow you and live stream it on Facebook. Are you taking a dookie?
You'll get quite the live stream. And when we come back, we'll have more Galvin, more Mike, more Polly, and more fun than you can shake a stick at on 102.5.
Is that fun?
Yes. Yeah, we got a Hulk up Seth's dog. Drew Garabo live. We have Mike Calta, Galvin, SBK, Polly, my date for the evening in the studio before we head to dinner at Fleming's and the Journey concert. But let's take this opportunity to pimp your dog, bruh.
Yeah, he's 8, and he looks like a pit mix. He's 2 years old. Hit up the Humane Society of Pinellas, 727-797-7722.
I retweeted it.
Yeah, thank you.
Gorgeous
thank you.
Dog.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Aiden.
Aiden.
How's a dog have a name?
What do you mean?
Aiden, like a human name. Dog's name should be like Barf and
Pets
Waggle
with human
and...
names are the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah,
if
for
you
sure.
Have
yeah,
a dog
if you name a dog
Steve,
like Norm or Steve.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but Aiden
Jimmy.
Or some other queer
DMT.
Name like that. Yeah.
Well, I think the thing is they have so many pets coming in and out of the Humane Society that they have to just come up with names. Just slap. You can change the name when you
at
adopt it.
At that point, it.
It
should be Dog 1, Dog 2, Dog 3, Aiden.
All right, so I have Dog 473 this week. You can check out a picture at Seth Cush on Twitter.
What kind of dog is it?
It looks like a pit mix.
I can't. Oh.
You, I know you have some strong feelings on that.
No, mix. Yeah, I guess they're right.
It's mixed with the right thing.
I don't want like a gray white shark in your house.
Oh, boy. So check that out, the Humane Society of Pinellas County.
I'm kidding. Just to bust that small.
Of course. We are about to head out to Fleming's to have dinner.
See, right away, Drew wants to go to break.
No.
Right I'm here.
Setting things up and letting things fall where they may. And yes, Polly, I see your hand raised.
I'm sorry. I'm raising my hand. I don't know how.
Yes, no, go right ahead.
Can I make a, you know, what they call a shout out?
Yeah, yeah. This is not my show, but I was.
Your date.
Yeah. Okay.
Is this TRL?
Who we shout out? Your homie.
Would you like some hip hop instrumental music to make your shout out?
I thought you were gonna rap.
Did I? I don't know. Maybe when beers, I drink a little bit maybe. More later. Yeah.
One of the jobs I have, I bartend at a local like dive bar.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say hello to everybody at Gary's Grove.
Where is Gary's Grove?
In Winter Haven, right next door to Legoland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drop the kids off. Can we get drunk?
Yep.
Gary's Grove.
I'll serve you.
Can we go around the room and wrap it?
Sure. Go ahead.
No, we go. Oh, yeah. We should end with you. Start with Galvin.
I can't hear it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're on the headphones.
No, that's my excuse.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I can't hear either.
Yeah, I can't hear the beat either.
We just did this whole rapping, then 4G auto blow. It was so uncomfortable.
My freestyles ain't free, man.
I got a book.
So, Gary's Grove, that's your shout out?
Yes, thank you very much. Everybody was listening, and, you know, they think I'm like big time now.
You are big time.
I am big time. They think I'm a celebrity now.
Carmen.
God, it's Carmen.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
Hey.
I'll give 1,600.
17.
Oh, my God. She's touching me.
Look at her with that outfit. Did you buy that outfit just for your date tonight?
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
Hey, I mean, if he's going to bid that much for your charity,
right.
Then I just feel like I should put my most...
I wore a 4-year-old shirt.
Yeah, I should put my most into the date and yeah, try to, you know.
That's why I bought this shirt for Polly. I said I'm gonna.
I upped my bid.
I'm gonna, you know, give her a nice one. You look fantastic.
I even wore heels because Galvin was like, "Girls should always wear heels."
That's right.
Good call, Galvin.
Yeah.
Good but call.
I, totally I said it just like that.
Yeah,
perfect imitation.
He did.
That's what I sound like.
But I totally put flip flops in my purse. So
yeah, I'm planning a wardrobe change.
Now, have you met your date yet? Because he's called our show and he said he wanted a bid on me.
Right.
And this. That's going to be weird.
Yeah, no, I have not met him yet.
Okay.
He's the only one not here.
Oh,
so.
Good. Good. Awesome.
Fingers crossed. I have a feeling Carmen is going to talk to her date less than anybody else does. You know what I mean? Like, that he's going to be talking to you.
Yeah.
He's going to be talking to Mike.
Yeah. No, he's not. I guarantee you. Listen, a woman paid to have my time. Nobody else is getting it for free.
Who's the lady who paid for your time? Mike, have you met her yet?
No, I have not met her, but I understand she's a single mom.
Oh, good.
And, you know, she's looking for a good time, and that's me.
Are you a single mom, Polly?
Oh, no.
You will be if you play your cards right.
Oh.
Are you single at all?
Thank you.
Oh, very.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, very.
Very.
Very single. Yeah.
No boyfriend or anything?
No.
What are you doing for lovemaking?
Myself.
Oh,
all right.
Which
we're
hand?
Totally
I want to know for later.
Orgy
tonight. Orgy. Black Carmen.
We're totally having an orgy tonight.
Orgy. 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 Orgy.
The only thing I want on tonight is just hopefully to make out with somebody.
Yeah, Drew.
She said somebody.
Yeah,
that's
Drew.
All I want.
She said somebody.
I am beautiful. Drew.
She said somebody.
Seriously.
What?
Think of last week and how special that was.
Last week?
Yeah, when we met all those kids and
yeah,
the iPad.
It was awesome.
You should be very proud of yourself.
I am.
And look at Polly.
I am.
All the money she raised.
Thank you, Polly. You gave a kid an iPad, basically.
That's
no, you're awesome.
Oh, no.
No,
I didn't.
No, don't say
I meant,
you are.
Look at you. Like, look what a nice woman you are and doing this nice thing. For the kids, the least Drew should do is shove his tongue in your mouth.
Oh, my.
Are you Periscoping?
Yeah, I'm Facebook Live-ing.
Facebook Live-ing?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Look out. Why, that's what did Emily Austin in.
Am I supposed to tell everybody? Am I violating a rule?
I didn't know you could do that on your phone.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
are you already
cool.
drinking, Mike?
I already ran over mine.
I am, Carmen. And I brought cherries and moonshine.
It's going to get weird.
Guess,
you know
guess where they go.
Carmen, I have something for you.
You get a gift bag.
A gift bag?
A rape whistle?
Our journey pack.
No rape whistle for Carmen.
By the way, Facebook needs a better name for that than
Facebook
Live-ing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Facebook Live.
No,
this
I don't
for
like
you
it.
And your date.
It's not a good verb. Like, what are you doing? I'm Facebook Live-ing.
I'm live. They got to keep the Facebook in the name.
I'm Facebooking live.
Yeah.
I don't you're right.
Facebook's already a weird
name. You have to share.
I'm Zuckerberging.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm Zucking.
Zucking.
The people on Facebook Live, there's an overwhelming request for you to make out.
Me?
Later on.
Right
yeah.
No, you got to save something for the end of the night.
Carmen.
I agree with Drew on that one.
You got to warm it up.
Save it.
Everybody's going to get a nut.
Save it.
Everybody's going to get a nut no matter what.
I'll make out. I'll make out with Nikki now just to get all you guys.
Oh, there you go. Nikki.
Why? I have an idea. Drew, instead of wrapping into like your hand or a cup or whatever, you could get that same sound if you went down near Polly's area and wrapped down there.
Just wrap into her area.
Yeah.
All right. Not a problem.
Hey.
Drew Bravo, wrapping in your area.
There's a pearl necklace in there, too.
Get the whistle.
Okay, I'm going to wrap into her private area right now.
Whoa. I can take that home, right? My roommate wants that.
Check it. Yo, I'm rapping in your cave. Seth Kushner, a.k.a. Dave. That's his alter ego, yeah, his other name. And I blow into a conk, even though you think it's lame. Listen.
There really is a conk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what'd you
and
think?
I can't blow it.
Conk?
Oh, my God.
I tried and nothing happened. I thought I was getting punked.
Wow. Well, it's probably your amateur. It's probably your armature. What's the word again, SBK?
Embouchure.
It's probably your embouchure.
My who?
Your embouchure. That's the way you purse your lips. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that before
that
today's
like
show.
Eat your elbow? Eat
pretty
your
much.
Elbow? Man. When we land on the cruise, you should blow that in every port.
Definitely
you
will.
You should be the first one on the deck.
Blow it in the port.
Let the other countries know you're here.
Because he'll definitely be on the cruise.
Because I'm for sure going to be there. Woo.
I brought my D with me.
You brought your what?
So did I.
Me too.
L-O-D.
Oh, the D for L-O-D. Oh, very good. Yeah, that's nice. Are you a Detroit Tigers fan or you just buy a D mug that because it
I'm
says D?
I'm from Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Like Carmen.
I'm from Michigan.
Oh, look at you two. You guys should make out. Make out. Make out. Make out. Make out.
I did want to know where you were from. I know you were from Michigan, but
she's from,
show her on your hand.
8 Mile.
Part?
Yeah. No, like right outside Ann Arbor.
Oh, Ann Arbor. Okay. I'm from Grosse Pointe.
8 Mile in Navarra.
Cool. Great.
That's how you show people.
Yeah.
Talk about Gary's Grove.
So
like you can do that with.
If you're just turning on your radio right now, we have Mike Alta, Galvin, my date for tonight, Polly. We have Carmen here as well, SBK, there's Seth, there's Nikki. It's a studio full of people. We are having our bachelor party date, our bachelor auction date this evening, where Journey will be playing in concert. Did you guys all order your food, pre-order and everything?
Yes.
I'm very excited about that.
I'm more excited about that than anything
Me
else.
Me too.
Like,
of course
no,
you are. Love eating. I know. Love eating and I've already pre-ordered.
Carmen's going to be fun because she's already, hold.
So is there one big limo taking everybody?
Nope.
Mike has his Sprinter as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So double limo action.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so me and my date will follow you guys.
Wow. So just in case things get a little...
Yeah, if things get a little crazy, I got my own room.
Look at you. Wow.
Maybe give her the rape whistle.
Don't think she needs a cow.
So anyway, I think we're ready to get out of here for the day and do a little gift caress. I mean, unless you guys want to stick around, but I don't. I want to get out of here and so we can go get our date on. Who's that? Is that Rob at the door?
No, it's Adam. That's Mike's driver.
Oh, Adam's your driver for the night?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Adam driver. Get him Kylo Ren.
Give him a couple of beverages.
No, he's driving.
I know. It's fun. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. If you would like to call now for Give Dick a Rest, we will take your phone call. We will put you live on the air as we get ready for the date of a lifetime. Polly, my goal is to make you have one hell of an evening. And at the end of the night, I would like for you to be extremely happy.
Make out.
Could happen. Might happen.
What kind of perfume was Carmen wearing? Like that was the most
That's French Eau de Slut.
That was the most intoxicating aroma I think I've ever smelled in my life.
A bewitching scent?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Right, I'm glad you liked it.
Dumb de whore. You know what?
I think it's her vaginal cream.
Yeah. Cream, right? The medicine one. Yeah. Medicinal one, yeah.
Oh. It's Drew Grabo Live. Who's this?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just admiring my Mike Kelta spindle.
Hi. Thank you, Jacob, two times. Drew Grabo Live. Hello. Thank you for that. Hi, Give Dick a Rest. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Give it a rest, Dick.
Do you know how many times I've gotten through on Give Dick a Rest?
How many?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you usually say?
I don't say it's me. I got running themes.
Have you ever heard a voice that you thought has been Mike?
He's got nothing.
Yeah.
I'm too good.
Just give us one of your voices then.
No, why would I ruin it? Yeah.
Just one.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Yo, it's a meat man.
I'm kidding. I call every once in a while.
Do you really?
Yeah, every once in a while.
Jesus.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God, this is crazy. Give Dick a Rest. Hello.
Allow me to perpetuate the confusion. Monsanto ain't got jack on Oprah's okra. Sick it to her, Tuscan. Let me get that chin, Wang. That's not wishy-washy. And that Don Chump doll, Grinder Gary, and I got a long weekend planned.
Give Dick a Rest. Go ahead.
Dick Rest?
That's right. Give Dick a Rest. Hello.
Chewbacca lady.
Hope people boo her tomorrow night.
Oh, no, I'm going to see her. Don't say that.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I love her.
No, you don't.
I'm a big fan.
What do you love
it's
about her?
It's the only thing I love.
What do you? You shut your mouth.
I'm going. I'm going to
go as Boba Fett guy, and I'm going to shoot her.
Give Dick
I'm going to hit her with a crossbow from the front row.
Go ahead.
I'm so excited to finally have something in common with Seth. You know what that is?
Tell me.
We both made $40 in tips today.
Oh, look at you guys. Sorry, Nikki. Give Dick a Rest. Go ahead.
Man, this rain just soaked my costume. Time to smoke some weed. You go to Astros game.
Give Dick a Rest. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm glad Inspector Jeff with truly no sound work since Wu-Tang Clan.
That's Inspector Deck. Give Dick a Rest. Go ahead.
Wow. Surely. Surely.
Give Dick a Rest. Hello.
What is that?
Give Dick a Rest.
Yes. Oh, he was saying Shirley, like Curly from the Sporkle yesterday. Oh. I didn't understand what he was saying there. Hello.
Local radio host talks about getting a threesome for a year and then gets scared at the last minute. That's my news, and you can kiss my ass.
Wah, wah.
Give Dick a Rest. Go ahead.
Here's one for all the juggernauts listening. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. That's juggalos. Juggalos, not juggernauts.
According to Carmen.
Whoop, whoop.
Carmen.
Give Dick a Rest. Go ahead.
Wang dang doodle man.
Exactly. Hi, Give Dick a Rest.
That's me, Wang dang doodle man. You didn't know it.
He put his phone up to his mouth.
Hello.
Hello, boobies on my back. Boobies on my back. My cult out is
A boobies on my back.
Drew Grabo Live, hello.
Shrek is love, Shrek is life.
Thank you. Hi, Give Dick a Rest.
Got this track coming soon. Be ready.
I think he said he has a disc. Did you say you have a disc?
Be ready.
What is up with your phone, dude? We can't even understand a word you're saying. Mm. I think that was MC Guy, Tim.
I don't know, man.
The horrible phone and the horrible phone call make me think that it's... I got a disc track coming through. Get ready. All right, we're waiting for it. Give Dick a Rest. Go ahead. Thank you. Hi, Give Dick a Rest. Go ahead.
Oh, my.
Oh, hello. My.
Have a good time, Drew.
I'll do my best.
Musculature.
Musculate. Guacamole. Oh agua. Oh agua. Give Dick a Rest. Go ahead. Dueling to case.
Seth?
Yes?
It's Pants. We're best friends.
It's your best friend, Pants, Seth. Hello, Give Dick a Rest. Go ahead.
I'm giving my dick a rest. You know why? Ugh.
Look, Harambe's here.
Who?
Oh, Harambe's alive.
Give dick a rest. The gorilla.
I love hearing all the big players in the room at the same time. This is awesome. Hey, I just want to know, Galvin, would you ever let Rob do an open letter just to switch it up one time? I love your open letters. I think they're awesome. But I don't know, for some reason, I just want to hear Rob do it once.
Go hear him do stand-up. Get off my stuff.
This is an open letter to anybody who doesn't like Bruce Springsteen.
Give Dick a rest. Go ahead.
Drink some moonshine and back at the moon.
Arr, give Dick a rest. Hello.
Some of my best friends are purple.
Hello, it's Give Dick a Rest.
Hey, what's going on, guys? What are you doing? What's going on? Where are you?
Who is that?
I don't know. Hi, Drew Garabo live.
Hey, Drew.
Yes.
I just wanted to tell you, you got a great show, and I hope you make the most of your night, and I just hope you have a good time in general, buddy.
Thank you. I will have a good time in general, and I appreciate it very much. I hope you have a good night as well. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
And thank you. That's a very nice sentiment.
Teddy?
No, I don't think so. Oh. Hi, Drew Garabo live.
Sounds like Drew Garabo is going to score. Now let's get back with the Spanish sports announcer that says, no!
Drew Garabo live, go ahead.
Tonight should be the night that no dick gets a rest.
Indeed. Hi, Drew Garabo live.
Hey, we just want to shout out to Polly from Gary's Grove. Tell her we love her.
They love
Winter
you
Haven,
there,
check it out.
The WH. Hi, Drew Garabo live.
They
I bet
did.
That really was them,
fantastic.
Too.
You're
big time.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Polly doesn't want to crack her. Polly wants Drew's dick.
Okay, then. That's going to do it, everybody. Thank you very much. Appreciate the time. Mike, thank you. Galvin, thank you. Carmen, thank you. Thank you, Seth. Thank you, SBK. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Polly. I think I got everybody.
This is how we should end every show. Drew, thank you. Galvin, thank you. Seth, thank you. Thank you, Nikki, Polly.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's get the hell out of here. We will see you Monday. Hope everyone has a safe weekend. And
if we want to keep up with the dates tonight, is Mike going to be on Periscope, Facebook Live? How do we see what's
happening?
Is there
a hashtag for the dates?
Oh, man. We should come up with that.
Let's think of a hashtag real quick.
I'll definitely be the Facebook Living it and Periscoping it and all that stuff.
Hashtag rape whistle.
That's it. That is it. Hashtag rape whistle if you want to follow along.
I don't know. In the current events right now, he's probably steer away from rape jokes.
That's true. He's right.
Date whistle?
Date whistle is even better. Right. Perfect. I don't know. We'll think of one.
I want to watch this tonight.
Yeah, just follow us along on Twitter.
Hashtag first date.
Hashtag first date. Hashtag third base. I don't know. Hashtag clam finger.
Bone first date. Clam finger.
Hashtag bone date.
Bone date.
Bone date.
There we go. Bone date. Bone date it is.
All right.